Yeah, no, Damo won't definitely not play. Gus will go fitness test on Saturday, for Sunday, but Tirico passed the fitness test and he'll play hopefully both games.
And has he been through the week, Tirico?
Yeah, it was really good yesterday. He had two good practices under his belt and getting back to his old self, so it'll be a welcome addition.
Is he free to start or is he on the mid?
Oh, I can't tell you that. And look, we've got he got through 2 days of pretty good practices, so I was really happy about that. So he's pretty much unrestricted.
And six-track demo, was it just too big a risk to, given you got a week off next week, to bring
him
back?
Yeah, look if it was the grand final, he'd be chopping at the bit. But that calf, he hasn't gone through 2 full practices, and that's a minimum standard that you're going to have to do. So. Best to wait a little bit with that and make sure it's 100% before we bring him back.
And is Gus, if he plays Sunday, is he available for Boomers or is he done with Boomers?
I think he's pretty much done with the Boomers. He's and when he comes back, he'll be on restricted minutes, so he certainly won't be 100%, but he's heading that way.
Is your record been allowed you to not take risks? Like if you've lost a couple more games and all of a sudden you're attacked with the pack, would you feel under pressure to play them, and now you don't have to take these risks because you've won those matches?
Yeah, I guess so. With Damo, we just got to be careful because he did do a calf in pre-season, so they're a little bit tricky calves. They're not like an ankle where it's pretty much defined how long you'll be out. Calves give you false positives that you're okay and you're not, so we just want to make sure it's not going to reoccur again, and we want to make sure it's 100% before we put him out on the floor. Because he plays at such a high intensity, you know, so we've got to tick that box.
When do you get there tonight?
I think about midnight. You know, it's a long, we go through Melbourne and get through there. It's a long, long way to go. Look, we'll stay on Perth time. Virtually, 8 o'clock breakfast, New Zealand time is 3 a.m. our time. So it's a big adjustment. So we'll stay on Perth time and we'll get to the arena a little bit before and have our shoot around and straight to the game.
Is this the most challenging? Like, you do a lot of trips. This must be
tough. Yeah, especially it's not direct. You know, we got to stay for a couple of hours. I think it's 3 hours in Melbourne on the transfer over. But most of our guys are used to it. There'll be a couple of fresh ones in there, but you know, we'll be ready.
Last time you had New Zealand, your bench really stepped up and did the job for you. There's some blokes who are keen to get more minutes and prove that was an aberration for them.
Yeah, I think Clint was outstanding in that game, and Reece Vaig was great on Sunday. Played some really good defence and was able to rest the starters up. So we needed that input, and these guys have been really stepping up the last 3-4 weeks when their opportunity arises. And as a coach, you love that, and hopefully that happens again.
How good is Nick Kay? We're
talking
about a bit, but give us just an insight into what your thoughts have been so far.
Yeah, he's just he's there all the time, in the mix of it all the time, and I really don't learned to appreciate a little bit more when I watch back and see he's in every contest, and that's a credit to him. He's in outstanding form. He's averaging almost a double-double for us, and he's really given us a backbone right in the middle of our defence that we need without Damo. He's, he's grabbing rebounds, you know, unbelievable outside his area. So, especially without Gus in there. So, a good challenge now for him is to be consistent with that, but he's been one of our best players so far.
And Greg only had 2 minutes against New Zealand the last game, and he's been starting and had a big impact on the weekend. Where does he fit back into the mix with Tirico back in, if Tirico starts and all those?
Yeah, look, Greg's been outstanding with his leadership. You know, his leadership is very similar to Damo, what he does on the court to bring energy and then raise the intensity up with our group. And he's been ticking those boxes. And, you know, last weekend he was just, he couldn't breathe. He looked over to me and I'm trying one more minute, play one minute. And I had to get him off to give him a rest. And coming down the stretch, he's playing on some good offensive players. And again, he'll be either on Webster or Abercrombie, and Greg has been very, very consistent this year.
What's your read on the Breakers, Trev? The sides appear really well matched.
Yeah, well, look, they're outstanding. Obviously, Webster's a lethal weapon out there, and Abercrombie and Richard's, you know, finding that spot off the bench, and Long's pretty good, and Wesley's a championship player, so we know that they want to play fast-paced and up and down, and it's going to be a really good challenge for us.
How much harder is it to win over there? Like, can you put it down to 8 points, 10 points, something like that?
Probably not that much, but it's just all the travel and the time change is pretty difficult. We found a little bit of rhythm there last year when we played, so hopefully that's stuck in our memories and we can get a good performance.
They've been kind of inconsistent this year, but obviously playing them recently, you'd be aware of people probably doing pretty good.
Oh, look, they can light up the scoreboard pretty quickly, you know, and they've probably been up and down a little bit than they'd like, and but we know how much the lethal weapon there are out there. They're very talented, they want to get out and be quick, so we got to do a really good job on the defensive end.
Sure.
All right, thanks guys.